Hi all. This is my first post, after watching this project over the last few months and deciding I should give it a go. This is a quick teardown of the Arlec Grid Connect PC191 smart plug-in socket with energy meter. These are available through Bunnings in Australia, individually, for about $8 US, and in an even cheaper 4-pack. TLDR. I have also built a cloud cutter profile for this, so it's not necessary to open the unit if you want to flash custom firmware. I've raised a pull request with CloudCutter, which hopefully gets merged, but otherwise, Tuya generic NASWR01W smart plug has the same profile and so should work as well. This uses a Tuya WB2S module with a BK7231T chip. The device itself is fully ultrasonically welded in its plastic case, so not easy to dismantle without damage. However, a generous tap with a small set of pliers while working around the seam with a thin, wide spudger was enough to break it free. Once disassembled, there are no screws inside, and the mains terminals pull through the enclosure. This also means reassembly will need to be strong enough to maintain mains isolation, so don't skimp on the superglue. Inside, I was relieved to see dual relays for switching active and neutral. Though, as with most of these devices, there is a non-isolated power supply for the Wi-Fi module, so all I/O are live. Beware while debugging or flashing, as the TX-RX pins are used for the LED and button. Dumping flashing also requires removing the module, or at least desoldering the TX-RX pins. There is one button, a red Wi-Fi status LED, a blue relay indicator, a single relay control for both active and neutral relays, and a BL0937 energy meter. P6 PWM0 is the relay. P7 PWM1 is the BL0937CF pin. The BL0937CF1 pin, P24, is the BL0939 cell pin, P26 is the LED. P11 TXD1 is the button, P10 RXD1 is the Wi-Fi LED. Safely reassemble it all and then don't forget to calibrate the BL0937. I did an unloaded voltage measurement for voltage set, then hooked up my calibrated multimeter and measured the true RMS current with a large load, 2-kilowatt heater, then ran current set. Note that this does not appear to automatically calculate power properly, so you should use a resistive load, like a simple radiator heater with no fan. And note that if it is a large load, it will cause voltage in your house wiring to drop. And so it's important to measure the voltage and the current at the same time if possible, to calculate the power. On one of my units, it did seem to calculate the correct power without a power set command. However, on three others, it did not. I'm not sure why this is, but this may be because the one unit had already paired to Tuya previously, or this may be a red herring. I also noticed that on OBK115241, relay state changes do not update over MQTT if Wi-Fi is not connected. For example, if the unit is unplugged while on, then plugged back in, it will not revert the HA state to off once it reconnects to Wi-Fi. This also means if you plug in the device and press the physical button to turn the relay on before Wi-Fi connects, that state is not reflected,